there would have been a fight. I'm Kelly Jean Kelly.
And that's our program for today. Listen again tomorrow to learn English through stories from around the world. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting live. U.S.-backed Iraqi forces launched an assault Sunday on ISIS terrorists in the town of Tal Afar, west of Mosul. Tal Afar and the surrounding areas are the last pockets of ISIS-held territory in Iraq. In a televised speech early Sunday, Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi said the city of Tal Afar will be liberated and will join all the liberated cities. Abadi called on the militants to surrender or die. By early afternoon on Sunday, the commander of the operation said his forces had recaptured a series of villages east, southwest, and northwest of Tal Afar. The U.S.-led coalition providing air and other support to the troops praised what it said was a capable, formidable, and increasingly professional force. The coalition estimates there are between 10,000 and 50,000 civilians still in and around Tal Afar and about 2,000 ISIS militants in the city. Spain's hunt for the driver of a van that barreled through a crowd in Barcelona last week focused Sunday on two northeastern towns. Police set up numerous roadblocks, hoping to catch a 22-year-old Moroccan man whom they suspect was behind Thursday's attack, which killed 13 people and injured more than 100 others. Spanish police reported Sunday that they had found 120 gas canisters in a home believed to be the bomb-making factory of the suspects in Thursday's attacks. Police already have arrested 4 people. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. This late word, the U.S. Navy destroyer USS John S. McCain has been involved in a collision with a merchant ship east of Singapore near the Strait of Malacca. The U.S. 7th Fleet released a statement early Monday that said the guided missile destroyer collided with the Alnwick MC at about 6:20 local time. The John S. McCain was damaged, the statement said. It's not clear if any sailors were injured in the incident. The U.S. 7th Fleet said it is undertaking search and rescue efforts alongside local authorities. Tens of thousands of people marched in Hong Kong Sunday to protest the sentencing of 3 democracy activists who led the 2014 Umbrella Movement. Joshua Wong, Nathan Law, and Alex Chow were sentenced to 6 to 8 months Thursday for their role in the Umbrella Movement rallies, months-long demonstrations calling for democratic reforms. Their sentence was met with outrage from human rights groups and activists. President Trump will outline the United States' path forward in Afghanistan in a speech on Monday night. In an address to be delivered from the military base at Fort Myer, Virginia, near the Capitol. On Sunday, in Amman, Jordan, U.S. Secretary of Defense James Mattis said Trump had made a decision on the new strategy in Afghanistan, but he wouldn't say what that strategy is.
Made a decision, as he said. He wants to be the one to announce it to the American people, so I'll stand silent until that point.
Mattis said the strategy covered more than Afghanistan, that it was a full South Asia strategy. Signaling that the U.S. military expects its mission to continue, the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, General John Nicholson, on Sunday hailed the launch of the Afghan Army's new Special Operations Corps, declaring that we are with you and we will stay with you. A preliminary United Nations investigation has concluded that Taliban insurgents and local self-proclaimed Islamic State militants jointly killed at least 36 people in a northern Afghan village earlier this month. The massacre happened between August 3rd and 5th, shortly after insurgents overran the mainly Shiite Muslim village of Mirza Olung. The village